हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 45। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रयत्नात्तात्मानस्तो योगी संशुद्धकिल्बिषम् अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धो ततो यान्ति परं गतिं। प्रयत्नात्यतात्मानस्तो योगी संशुद्धकिल्बिषम् अनेकजन्मसंसिद्धो ततो यान्ति परं गतिं। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And when the yogi engage himself with a sincere endeavor in making further progress, being washed of all contamination, then ultimately achieve perfection after many, many births of practice, he attained the supreme goal. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमहं। नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तं स्वामिन् इति नामिन्। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात्तदेशतारणम्। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुतिम्। तत्त कांचन गौरांकि राधे वृंदावनेश्वरीम् ऋषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 45। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट द पर्सन हु इज एंडेवरिंग दिस योगिक प्रोसेस आफ्टर रिपीटेडली ट्राइंग very hard with a great endeavor, then finally he achieved the supreme goal, Param Gatim, and the Vaikuntha planet, the spiritual world, and then he attained this. Many times we hear about this spiritual planet. So today we will try to discuss about few points about that, what is there in spiritual world, this material world. We are keep on hearing about the so many suffering, this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem, so many things we are keep on hearing. It is actually making us fearful. When we hear about this material world, actually it is making us a problem. See, as soon as we open the newspaper in the morning, and so many problems. Here they kidnapped, here the fire, there this problem, that problem. So many problems are there. So many problems. As soon as we read, and we also get fear. But as soon as you read the very wonderful news, then our heart will become joyful. So similarly, Lord Brahma, he explained to all the Devi and Devatas about the description of the Vaikuntha Loka, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he eternally resides there. Lord Brahma, he explained about those Vaikuntha planet just by hearing about the glories and the description of the Vaikuntha planet, and we develop a desire. Once we get that desire, then Lord will arrange in such a way that we will go back to the Vaikuntha Loka. Lord Brahma with a great ecstasy, and he is discussing and he glorifying about the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, and he is about to Lord all Devi and Devatas. Generally, if we see in Vaikuntha planet, zero suffering. This is excellent. When we go to the Vaikuntha planet, when we go to the abode of the Supreme Lord, no more suffering. This material world, everywhere, 24/7, we are actually suffering. Either we may be suffering more or less, but 24/7, and we are constantly suffering. But when we go to the Vaikuntha Loka, no more suffering. Zero suffering and 100% blissful. Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipatam Purnam Ruttva Swadhanam. Brahma Saukyam Anantam. Rishabhadev says, Brahma Saukyam Anantam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anandam Budhivardhanam. In spiritual world, full of bliss, only bliss is there, and no death. Everyone in this material world, we will die one day, but fortunately, we does not know when we will die. But in a Vaikuntha planet, no death at all. No pain, no old age, no disease. Nobody get any sickness, and nobody get any disease, and nobody will die. Since nobody die and no birth also. Birth also, we discussed a few days back, it is actually painful, even no birth in Vaikuntha planet. Then everyone is engaged about the worshipping the Supreme Personality, God. Everyone is doing a devotional service. If you want to say other way, the person who is worshipping the Supreme Lord in this material world with the determination, the davrataha, those person who go to Vaikuntha planet, as Krishna says 6.45, the person with a great endeavor, he is trying in a yoga practice and he reaches the Paramgatim, the supreme abode. After that, it is everything touchstone, made of touchstone. Chinta mani prakara satma sukalpa vrikshaha lakshavrate sa suravi abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sagastra Sadasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Lord Brahma says, I worship the Supreme Personality, God Shri Krishna, and his abode is a Chintamani. Chintamani means is a touchstone, whatever you ask, it will give. Chintamani Prakara Satmasu Kalpa Vrikshaha. There are a lot of Kalpaka Vriksha is there. Kalpaka Vriksha means it is a wish fulfilling trees. Kalpaka Vriksham. Then there are the Surabhi cow is there. Surabhi cows and gives the wonderful milk. And the, when you drink that milk, it will be like a nectar. Then Lakshmi Sagastra Sadasam Brahma Sevyamanam. Thousands and thousands of Lakshmi will be standing in a line to serve Supreme Personality, God Shri Krishna. Such is the beauty of the Vaikuntha planet. Then no politics, no cinema. In this material world, these two are great. Dangerous in this material world. People are simply make a fool of this innocent people, then they will do the politics. Once they will make us a fool, then they will do the politics, then cinema. These two things actually, the more the people are engaged in the cinema and politics, we will get spoiled. In Vaikuntha planet, politics is there, cinema is there. It is all about Krishna, 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 Krishna. Whatever the politics, whatever the cinema, all Krishna, Krishna, Krishna only. It is so amazing. After that, how the people will be looking in Vaikuntha Loka? There are actually various cities there. Just like Chennai, Bangalore, Bombay, Delhi. There are many cities are there within India. So similarly, in the spiritual world also, there are Goloka Vrindavanam, where the Goloka Vrindavanam is the topmost in spiritual world, where Krishna, in a, like a village boy, he is playing with all his friends, all with Radharani, Gopis and all those things, and Mother Yasoda is there, Nanda Maharaj is there, and original Krishna is there. There, the people will be exactly looking like a Krishna. Only 200 exactly how the Supreme Lord is looking. So similarly, the people also will be looking with a 200 exactly like a Krishna. Then there are Mathura is there. Mathura where Krishna is there and all the friends will be playing there. And there is a Dwaraka is there. And Dwaraka, Krishna is a king. Rukmani, Satyabhama and all those people will be there. Krishna will be there. Then there are places like Vaikuntha is there, Narayana is there. Where the Narayana is there, and the 400 form will be there. For Narayana, there will be a 400. So the people also will have the 400. So according to the planet, so how the Supreme Lord is looking, so similarly, the form of the people also will look like that only. If the Lord is having a four hand, the people also will have the four hand. The Lord is having a two hand, then that place the people will be also having two hand. Then after that, everyone is engaged in bhakti. Then everyone have aeroplane. This is another beauty of Vaikuntha Loka. Everyone they have aeroplane. Just like we have a car, every house they are having aeroplane. They will be flying in the sky with a consort and with the children. Then they will ecstatically they sing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They will be very, very joyful. Then one more thing, nobody become old. Everyone will become the youth. Navayovanam cha vede durlabam adurlabam atma bhakto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. People, nobody will become old. Everyone will be, you know, very, very young. Then all the flowers are so fragrant. If you see in this material world, and even if you put the flower inside your nose, no smell will come. It is all like a plastic flowers, no smell. But in Vaikuntha planet, there are so beautiful flowers, so beautiful. The aromas will be very, very amazing, and it will look like a fresh. The flower will be always fresh, it will not be faded, and it will look like a so amazing fragrance will come. As soon as you just smell this flower, then you will become very, very joyful. Very, very joyful. Even though so much of flowers, all the wonderful fragrance are coming, but still all the flower they give important to Tulasi Maharani. The Tulasi leaves are very, very dear to the Supreme Lord, very, very dear to Krishna. So they give more important to Tulasi, because whatever Krishna likes, they will serve. So it is a very, very nice. After that, all this Vaikuntha planet, it is made of emerald, ruby, gold. It is like a Chintamani Dama, it is like a touchstone. It is everything more valuable than emerald, gold and ruby. In this material world, I don't know how many people are seen emerald, ruby and all those things. I never seen in my life emerald, ruby and all those things. Even if you want to buy small grams of gold, it's very difficult, 25,000 to 30,000 to purchase 1 gram. Where to speak of the house is made of gold, emerald, ruby. It's only we can imagine only, that's all. In Vaikuntha planet, it is so nice. It is made of emerald, ruby and gold and all those things. People are so beautiful. If you see in this material world, people are so dull, because they are suffering so much. You know why? If you are happy, then your face will be very, very bright. Face will be very, very bright. But if you see here, most of the time, just like if you see the lotus, as soon as the sun comes, it will be very, very wide open. But as soon as sun set, it will be closed, it will be like a shrinking. So similarly, wherever you go and see the people's face, it will like a sinking. There is no brightness, there is no smile, there is no joy in this material world. But in a spiritual world, everyone will become very, very beautiful. Extremely, they will be beautiful. Because why they are beautiful? Because they are always very happy. They will be always singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They are always singing, chanting the holy name of Krishna. They will be dancing, they will be doing a lot of kirtan. So since they are always engaged with the activities of the Supreme Lord, they are very, very happy. When they are very, very happy, then their face, they are very, very beautiful. The face is very, very bright. If you see, if you are very happy, the face will be very, very bright. So the people in Vaikuntha Loka, they are extremely beautiful. Even though in Vaikuntha Loka, there is no dust. In this material world, if you are not, sweeping the floor in the house for two days, what to speak of 2 days? Even one day, if you are not cleaning, then so much of dust will be there. But in a Vaikuntha planet, no dust, there is no question of dust. But still, this all the Lakshmi, what they will do? They will take a golden broom. You see the broom also in gold in Vaikuntha Loka. So they take this golden broom, they sweep the floor. What for they are sweeping the floor? To attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. They want to get a mercy. They want to get the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why even though no dust, they simply take the golden broom and they sweep the floor. So after that, everything so nice. There is no Surya, no, there is no Chantra. Nothing is there. It is all self-illuminating. So in this way, Brahmaji, he explaining about the Vaikuntha planet, so amazing, so beautiful. And after explaining this to all the Devi and Devatas, Brahma is regretting so much. And the people in general, the Vaikuntha, when we just hear about the Vaikuntha Loka, our life will get success. The description of the Vaikuntha Loka is so beautiful, so amazing to hear about the Supreme Lord. But people, unfortunately, they are not at all interested hearing about the Supreme Lord. Simply, they are hearing about the unwanted things and dying helplessly. In this way, Lord Brahma is regretting himself. So, this is a brief, very, very brief description of the Vaikuntha planet. So, that's why Krishna says in this shloka, to reach this place is very, very difficult. Even in this material world, to reach some places, it is very difficult. You have to pass so many tests. Once you pass so many tests, then only you are qualified to enter such a place. So to go to Vaikuntha planet, the Supreme Lord will not test. So he will also test us. So he will also make sure that when we become perfectly qualified, then we will enter into this Vaikuntha planet. So that's why Krishna is telling this yogi, one who is engaged for going back to the spiritual world, is a very, very great difficult process. Then it may take many janmas, birth after the birth, he will try. So once he get 100% as a purification, then he will go to the Vaikuntha planet. So 100% of the purification means, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, quoting the 7.28 Bhagavad Gita verse, Esam tu antakatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Esam tu antakatam papam means, when we wanted to go to the spiritual planet, and all the papas would be, all the sinful activities would be eradicated. All the sinful activities would be eradicated, and all them, all the sins also we should be hesam tu anta kadam papam, then only we can go to the Vaikuntha planet once we get fully purified. In Vaikuntha Loka, there is no Kama, Krodha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. These are the some enemies. Kama means lust, Krodha means anger, Kama, Krodha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. So in this way, illusion, Swara, there are 6 enemies are there. So when we wanted to go to Vaikuntha planet, these all should be clear. We should be a perfect person when we want to go to the spiritual world. So that's why Krishna says, when we wanted to go such an amazing and amazing place, then we should endeavor greatly. That's why Krishna says in this shloka, the yogi, he should endeavor very greatly, then after birth, he will try, then he will go to the Vaikuntha planet. So when we, all our sin are eradicated, when we become purified completely, then what will happen? We will not discriminate anybody. When we become 100% pure, when we become esam tundakatam papam, when all our sins are eradicated, then we will not discriminate. Here is an Indian, he is American, he is a Chinese, he is a Russian. So in this way, we will not discriminate anybody. We will see everybody has a equal vision. So in this status, we will come. So after that, what will happen? He will be above the dualities and illusion. When all the sins and when we completely purified, then he is not under the illusion. Illusion means he is thinking about he is a body. And all those things will be illusions are there. So many illusions are there in this material world. So when the person is completely purified, when he is all the sins are eradicated, then he will become perfectly pure. Once he is perfectly pure by doing a yoga practice, then he will go back to the spiritual world, the Param Gatim. Krishna says Param Gatim, after many janma, it depends upon the person with how much he is endeavoring, how much he is determining. Based on that, so many janma will take, then he will go back to the Vaikuntha Loka. But when we do the devotional service unto Supreme Personal God directly, then when we just remember Krishna always, then very, very easily, without any great difficulties, very, very easily we will go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.